Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horde. He is Bengals.com editor Horde. Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, it's the first of at least two meetings this year. Who knows? It could be three between the Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This has become Cincinnati's biggest rival, one of the better rivalries in the NFL. CBS reflected that this week by moving the game from 1 to 4:25 in the afternoon. But it's interesting when you look at the Bengals roster. Nearly half of the guys on the roster will be playing in their first Bengals-Steelers game.
You know, we're, when you talk about three games, everybody immediately goes back to the brawl in the Paul in 2015, the wild card game. 23 guys were not here for that game, which is amazing when you think about it. And there are some key guys who are going to get some significant snaps on Sunday playing in their first Steelers game, Bengals game. I mean, they range all the way from starters like Nick Vigil to a guy like rookie running back Joe Mixon, who's probably going to be playing, getting most of the carries. And it's interesting, Dan, because everybody talks about the mix of veterans and rookies, and they really seem to have a nice mix because, okay, there are 23 guys who weren't here, but there are also 15 guys left over from the 2012 game, which is when the Bengals went to Pittsburgh, next to last game of the year, had to win to go to the postseason and eliminate Pittsburgh, and they did 13-10. And as we all know, that's the type of game that's probably going to be this trip.
Seems to always be the case when the Bengals go to Pittsburgh. The Steelers, of course, have the killer bees, Ben, Bell, and Brown. Dave Lapham says the Bengals have the vicious V's, Vontaze, Vigil, and Vinny. When you look at those killer bees, though, Antonio Brown destroys virtually every team in the NFL except for Cincinnati. By and large, the Bengals have done a remarkably good job at keeping him in check.
Yeah, you know, Drake Kirkpatrick was talking about this yesterday, and he tipped his hat to the safeties because where Antonio Brown gets you is just asked the Chiefs last week, 51-yard play, turn the game around. And this is a big play league. And the Bengals have done Drake Kirkpatrick tipped his hat to the safeties, Sean Williams and George Iloka. You know, if you go back and look at last year, Brown did not beat them. Four catches in the first game, three catches in the second game. But the Bengals play the Steelers traditionally with Paul Gunther. It is they do not go off. There have been some masterpieces. The 16-10 game that they won at Heinz in 2015 when they shut down the Killer Bees. And when they lost the wild card game, remember, they held them to 15 points for much of the game, 18 points. They gave up just 18 points to those guys. Keep playing that game, Antonio Brown, a 60-yarder. In the seven games Paul Gunther has been the defensive coordinator, Brown has only got two-plus 40-yarders, and that's been a key. And it'll be interesting to see how the new guys, we're talking about the new guys, that Lawson and Willis and Vigil and Clayton Fedgelum, one of those safeties, is going to get his first Steeler-Bengals snap.
In recent years, the Steelers' most obvious weakness has been the secondary. Well, they added a big piece this past offseason, getting Joe Hayden from the Cleveland Browns, the closest thing to kryptonite that A.J. Green has had in his NFL career.
Yeah, Green, A.J. is actually, he wrote a piece not too long ago for a website ranking the top five corners he's played against, and he had Joe Hayden was number two, and we know we've watched those Browns games. And whenever Hayden didn't play because of injury, A.J. would go off. When Hayden was out there, A.J. was not going to have a big day. It's going to be interesting. I was talking to Pittsburgh radio this morning. That's a debate down in Pittsburgh. What are they going to do? Are they going to have Joe Hayden chase A.J. Green? I don't think so, Dan, because Marvin Lewis talked about this yesterday. The Steelers live and die with the same defense they've had since 1993. They plug guys in. They play cover two, cover three, and I just don't see them. They've already got the number one pass defense in the league. I just don't see them, changing. I think a Steeler-Bengals game for the Bengals offense is going to come down what it always does. Can their running game get the Steelers, get them out of their cover two and cover three? And even though Joe Hayden's there, I just don't see them. It makes it a pretty good cover two, cover three, but I don't see them changing it up much.
Yeah, so far this year, the Steelers have kept Joe Hayden on one side and last year's number one draft pick, Artie Burns, on the other side. He is playing well as well. So, again, it doesn't seem likely like the Steelers will change that up this week just because of A.J. Green.
Right. If I can throw one in there, Artie Burns, you mentioned, the Steelers coveted Will Jackson. And the Bengals got him right before they did. And it looks like Will Jackson's going to get a significant amount of snaps with Adam Jones' injury.
He's got a pick six against Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Will Jackson will get his second NFL interception against Ben Roethlisberger this week. Ben is second in the NFL in interceptions so far this year. It's the Bengals and Steelers Sunday at 4:25. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers Robert Thomas and Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hord. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.